All their windows were dark, and no one knew he was there. All the ghouls were all dreaming sweet dreams without care. You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39-and-a-half-foot pole. All I need is a reindeer. So he took his dog, Max, and he took some black thread, and he tied a big horn on the top of his head. Then the Grinch said, "Giddy up!" And the sleigh started down to the homes where the ghouls lay asleep in their town. Oh yeah, this is stop number one. The old Grinchy Claus hissed as he climbed to the roof, empty bags in his fist. Then he slid down the chimney, a rather tight pinch. But if Santa Claus could do it, then so could the Grinch. Then he slithered and slunk, with a smile most unpleasant. Around the whole room, he took every present. Guns, pumpernickels, and cookies and drums. Checkerboards, missile beans, popcorn and plums. And he stuffed them in the bags. Then the Grinch very nimbly stuffed all the bags one by one up the chimney. You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk. You nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous super nose. You're a crooked, jerky jockey, and you drive a crooked horse, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce.